Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're continuing our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
But whoso hath this world's good and sees his brother have need and shut up of his bowels, his heart of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? This is what it's talking about to the Hebrew people, where in verse number 33, they became companions of them that were also suffering. They were partial. They shared together. They didn't say, "Oh, I'm so sorry. God bless you. Be filled." And you know, a lot of us say, "Well, I'll be praying for you." Doesn't fill their belly. You know what I'm saying? What a tremendous. And he's encouraging them here. Verse number 34. For ye had compassion of me in my bonds. Again, this is why, another reason I believe Paul wrote, Paul was in and out of prison. And so Paul was writing, he said the word compassion literally means you have this, that Greek word sympatheo, to sympathize with, to be affected with the same feeling as another. When they hurt, we hurt with them. Real sympathy. And that's what this means. For you had compassion of me in my bonds and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods. Most of us, if this was to happen, we'd be crying. Oh me, why me? But the Bible says these people did it joyfully, because we're going to find out later why they were doing it joyfully. They knew there was something better ahead for them. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me to heaven's open door, and I just can't feel at home in this world anymore. These Hebrew, when things were taken from them, they didn't cry the blues. Gloom, despair, and agony on me. Deep, dark depression, excessive misery. If it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. No, the Bible says joyfully. Again, this just went in my head. Nanny, nanny, boo, boo, you can't hurt me. You can take all, but you can't take my soul. Fear not what man can do to you, but fear God, that one who can. This is good stuff. Remember, this is, he's encouraging them in the midst of, and we think we got problems. I hear it every week. And here I am studying the book of Hebrews, and somebody got a hung toenail. And here I'm studying the book of Hebrews. These people had problems. I'm not saying we don't have problems, but in light of what this is taking place, they did it joyfully. And most people would quit church. Well, I'm giving up. I thought this would be better than this. They did. What a tremendous. They did it. Is that what your Bible says? Joyfully. The spoiling. The word spoiling means robbery. They took it of your goods. Why? How could they do this? Knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. You have a possession that you can never lose. Do what they may here on earth, but you have something much better that money can't buy, where thief can't break in and steal, where rust does not corrupt. When we think of things like this in eternity, we think eternity, the here and now, when things happen to us. And I'm going to preach this morning about, the name of the message is peace. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. What does the word nothing mean? Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. I lost everything I got. You still have Jesus, and you still have a better and an enduring substance. The word enduring means it will last and remain. They cannot take that away. They had a heavenly perspective. And that's what we as believers need to have here on earth. A heavenly, when difficult times come in our life. They can't take that away. Verse number 35. So because of that, and you know that, verse number 35, cast not away, therefore, your confidence. Okay. Don't give up. Cast not away. Don't throw it away. Hold fast. The thought is this. The reference here is to cowardly soldiers who throw away their shields in the time of battle. When the battle is tough and they're standing there with the shields, they throw it down and they run. That's the thought here. When he says, cast not away, therefore, your confidence. Don't you quit. We're in a battle. You keep going. I think it was the French Foreign Legion. It's been a while since I heard this. I think it was this, that their motto is this. I think this is right. Y'all can check me out after church. Don't Google it right now. After church, okay? Their motto, I think, was this. If I stumble, if I fall, pick me up. If I stumble, push me on. If I retreat, shoot me. In other words, we're facing this battle. We're not going to quit. And that's what this thought. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence. You need to know that you know that you know. Don't let those doubts. Remember, that was the problem with these believers. They had those doubts. That was the problem with the Hebrews in the wilderness. They had the doubts. That was the problem with Adam. Hath God said, verse number 36, for you have need of patience. There's that word again, hupomene. It means endurance. And this patience is built through trials and testings. James chapter 1, verses 2 and 4. Time won't allow. I wanted to finish this today. But James 1, 2, and 4, you know what that says about trials and testings. It'll give you patience and make you stronger. Okay, let's move on. You have need of patience. After that, after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. What promise? He's not talking about salvation. He's not talking about salvation. He's talking about that promise of rewards. Of rewards. And I'm going to throw this in and I'm going to move on. Bridal identity. There's a promise there. I'm going to drop a bombshell when we have some new people here. Not everybody who is saved is going to be in the bride of Christ. I did not say they weren't going to heaven. Everybody who's saved is going to heaven, but not every believer is going to be in the bride of Christ. That has a reference here. Time won't allow that to speak of that, and I know most people won't teach that and believe it, but those who are apostate and went back, and they're not coming back, this is what they're referring to. They're not. Are they going to heaven? Absolutely. Are they going to be in the bride? Absolutely not. They'll be in heaven. If you could show me, and I know I got to quit. If you could show me one scripture in the Bible where ever all saved believers are going to be in the Bible, I will publicly admit that they're right. You're right. And I can show you many verses where it talks about saved people who lose their reward, who lose that they had. Every saved person has the potential of being in the bride. Every one of us. But Paul made this strange statement. He, in 1 Corinthians, said, I have fear for you. I've espoused you as a chaste virgin to the Lord. But I have fear for you. Why is Paul fearing for these believers at Corinth? Not that they're going to lose their salvation. They've been chaste as a virgin, as a bride. But he had fear they're going to lose that relationship because of their carnality. Remember, he called them in chapter number 3, you're a bunch of carnal, you're babes.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And come visit us at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church for special revival services with Brother Mike Holcomb. He will be with us Sunday morning at 11 a.m. and Sunday evening at 6 p.m. and Monday through Wednesday at 7 p.m. for special revival services. We hope that you'll come join us. That's this Sunday, October 15th through Wednesday, October 18th, Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m., and Monday through Wednesday at 7 p.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.